the world's oldest head of government takes center stage in Malaysia. An aging strongman, a corrupt protege, an opposition leader jailed on trumped-up charges, each of the central players in Malaysia's election on May 9th was making a return to the political theater, but recast allegiances made for an upset that few predicted. At almost 93 years old, Malaysia's former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad handed the ruling coalition its first defeat since independence and returned to his old job, this time as the world's oldest head of government. For his political encore, Mahathir defected from the ruling coalition he helped build to unite a fractious opposition in its bid to unseat the scandal-dogged incumbent Najib Razak. "I tried to advise him," he told Time in an interview on the campaign trail, "but it didn't work, so eventually I decided I would go against him." A doctor by training, Mahathir spent his 22 years in power until 2003, bringing the former British colony to industrial modernization. At campaign stops across the country, in remote clearings ribbed by rice paddies and in urban parking lots, Mahathir was feted with chants of "Long live Tun," a historic honorific. Mahathir has vowed to restore the rule of law, to rebuild institutions, and to correct what he terms his biggest mistake, installing Najib, whose alleged links to embezzled funds in a sovereign investment fund could see him face criminal charges. He denies wrongdoing. On election night, Mahathir claimed victory with a warning to Najib not to frustrate the will of the people. Across the country, joyful Malaysians sang the national anthem and waved cell phone flashlights. "Mahathir made Malaysia known around the world," said Debbie Ambok, a voter in Langkawi. Mahathir is not free from controversy. After cracking down on political opponents and judiciary when previously in power, and in 1999, he saw his former deputy, Anwar Ibrahim, imprisoned on what many called politically motivated charges of corruption and sodomy. Having received a royal pardon on a second charge, Anwar has been lined up as Mahathir's successor, but the nonagenarian prime minister told Time he foresees staying in office for at least 2 years and possibly three. "I don't want to stay very long, but in the initial stages, we need to solve a lot of problems," he said. The others do not have the experience. At his first press conference back on the world stage, Mahathir acknowledged that some might still view him as a dictator. "All those things are in the past," he said, "and we have work to do for the future of our country."